Hello, 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 everyone. You're now tuned in to Unorthodox Real, and I'm your host, Relicious. And today, I'm here with a special guest. If y'all are on TikTok, y'all will know who this is. Keith, please introduce yourself.
My name is Keith, also known as Keith Eats on TikTok and all other platforms except Instagram. I'm Keith's Life on there. But yes, I am, you know, what people want to call the fufu king or whatever. So yeah, I brought, you know, fufu to light, I guess. That's what people are like saying. So, you know, you got to listen to the people. So, yeah.
I'm so happy that you could sit down with me and you could be a guest on my podcast. So today we're going to start off with the rapid fire question. So what is one thing you would put on your bucket list right now?
What is one thing I want to put on my bucket list right now? That's a good question. I never think about stuff like that, you know? But I would definitely say go on a trip somewhere nice and warm.
Go on a trip?
Like, yeah, go on a trip to, like, maybe, I don't know, Hawaii or Maui, one of those fancy places, you know, where I can just get some good weather. Yeah, that'd be real nice, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a vibe. So yeah. Are you a morning or a night person?
I am a night person. I cannot sleep in the morning. Yeah. I hate waking up in the morning. It's like the worst thing ever. It's the worst thing ever trying to get. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's rough in the morning.
So what's one thing that annoys you the most?
One thing that annoys me the most would be rude people. Like, people are just rude for no reason. Yeah, like, there's no reason for you to be, you know, the way you are. Like, you know, just be nice. Put out positivity into the atmosphere. Maybe you get it back. You get what I'm saying? I just hate rude negative vibes. Yeah, I don't like those type of vibes. So, yeah, that's one thing I would
say. That's real. That's real. What is your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby, that's a good one. Because I feel like I don't have one. I have a couple. So I would say cooking. I definitely love cooking. And then I love watching Nigerian movies. Oh, my God. I can watch Nigerian movies all day long. Nigerian web series, Nigerian movies, Nigerian everything. Anything that has to do with Nigerian acting, I am in tune and present.
Okay, so, yeah, so put us on to some.
The most recent one right now on Netflix is pretty good. The Namaste Wahala, that one's pretty good. I know it was trending. Everybody,
I heard. I gotta watch that.
Yeah. The funny thing is, if you show me the movie, I'm gonna tell you I watched the movie. But you know how Nigerian movies, some of the titles sometimes it's kind of hard to remember. You're like, oh, I've seen this movie before. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But the one that I recently watched was Namaste Wahala. So y'all should check that out. That was dope.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to definitely watch that this weekend. So what is your lifelong dream?
My lifelong dream? Well, it would be to finish pharmacy school because I am about ready for pharmacy school to be over. Finish pharmacy school, become a pharmacist, you know, so I can, you know, better the healthcare system in my own way. So do that. And then also grow more in, like, you know, entertainment and the food thing I got going on right now. I see myself, you know, on a TV show somewhere maybe, or having my own TV show, you know, cooking my favorite dishes. Yeah, you know, you got to speak it into existence.
Because then you're gonna come back and see this.
Exactly. Like, then I'm gonna come back and see this. Exactly. You know the vibe. So yeah. I definitely want to end up having, you know, my own show where I can, like, cook my mom's recipes, and or maybe she can even, you know, be on there. That'll be amazing. And just, like, grow, you know, through TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. And especially on YouTube, I want to grow my YouTube even more because I feel like I actually love doing, you know, the videos. I just don't do mukbangs. Yeah. I also throw in recipes now and then. So, yeah, definitely the Definitely to watch my YouTube grow. Like, just watch me grow overall. Finish school, become a pharmacist, grow business, you know, grow my business, grow whatever I'm doing, and just, yeah, everything. Up, up, up.
That's a good answer. So what new technology do you think will transform the future?
What new technology would I think will transform the future? Oh, that's an amazing question. You know, I really don't think about stuff like this, really. You got me thinking today. You got me thinking. I'm like, hold on, wait. What technology? If there's a technology where it can just, you know, heal any kind of illness that comes out, that would be beautiful. But yeah. Then again, that would take away, that would take away from us having like doctors and, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, but that would be amazing if technology can do that, like treat different diseases and stuff. Yeah.
That's a good answer. So the final rapid fire question is, what is your favorite song right now?
My favorite song right now. Yo, I have a lot. That's the thing. It's just not one.
Name three. I know you can name at least three.
Name three. Okay, what? Name three. Let me think. Let me go to my... I listen to a lot of, like, musicians that aren't really on right now.
Okay.
You know Ebony? I'm a big fan of Ebony.
I'm not hip.
You're not hip? She's she actually passed away, but she's a Ghanaian musician who passed away like a while back. But I listen to her. She's one of my favorite artists. She's pretty good. One of my favorite songs by her is Hustle. Hustle by Ebony.
Okay.
So every time I'm feeling like down, you know, I play that song. I've been hustling in the morning, in the afternoon. Like, she gets me hot, you get what I'm saying? Every time I'm feeling down, and start hustling again. You know the vibes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Ebony.
Yeah, I know.
And then in terms of the U.S., I don't know. Yeah. I'm kind of feeling a whole bunch of people. I would say, what's his name? Lil Baby. The Baby.
Yeah.
The Baby. Rockstar was one of my jams for a while. And then, of course, everybody loved Queen B, so I can't say my favorite musician. Without mentioning the queen, you get what I'm saying? So yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? My rapper will be, you know, the Baby, Nicki Minaj, Lil Baby. Who else I be listening?
Yeah,
I be listening to like all this and stuff. I don't really have any underground rappers that I listen to. I don't really do all that. But yeah, all I. So yeah, that would be it.
That's some heat though. So let's get into it. Okay, what makes you unorthodox? Yep. So the name of my podcast is Unorthodox Real. I ask every single person, what makes you unorthodox? So what makes Keith unorthodox?
Because I feel like I'm myself.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? I don't put up a front.
Yeah.
What you get is what you're going to... What you see is what you're going to get.
Okay, yeah.
So like, when I make my videos, that's when I'm like hungry and I'm about to eat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go, you know, try to look nice and eat, because that's not reality.
Yeah.
Reality, if you're hungry, you're going to go to the kitchen, get you a plate, put it in front of you and eat. It just happens to be that I'm recording myself eating. So one thing I would say that's unorthodox about me is that I am myself to the max. Like, what you see is what you're going to get. I don't know how else to put that, but yeah.
I love that answer because and what you're doing, we're going to go into like the TikTok stuff, but what you're doing on TikTok, I know a lot of people can be like, why does he eat like this? Why does he have so much food? All this stuff. And it's just like, this is how I said I'm about to eat food. So I said, let me put the camera up and start eating.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's how like most of us.
No, keep going.
We're gonna dig into that. No, I don't wanna
Okay, so the first thing I have here is you single-handedly got all of America, all of the UK, people in Europe, people in Australia, people in New Zealand, the people in Antarctica was probably trying to figure out where they was about to get some fufu, okay?
And that's on
God. Let's start there. So what was the video that went viral that was like, oh my, that made everybody like, oh my God, we got to try this?
Okay, so I have been, like, if, like, people who know me, like, who have been following me from TikTok since, like, 10 followers, I have been trying, you know, to, you know, put my name out there on TikTok. Yeah. Like, I was doing businesses. Uh-huh. This is kind of like a backstory before I get into the question.
Yes, please but do the backstory. Like,
I was, like, I was cooking on there. You know, I would eat on there occasionally, but, like, I wouldn't have my face with it. I would just show them what I'm eating, you know, and nothing was really popping off. Nothing was really hitting. Yeah. It was one day, I posted a video of me eating fufu, right? And Ero soup. Like, Ero soup is kind of like Foriro in Nigeria. We just call it something different. Yes. So I posted some, you know, me eating that. So I'm like, okay, it didn't blow up when I first posted it. I'm like, I thought nothing of it. I'm like, oh, you know, just try something else. Maybe you're going to blow up then. But I kind of gave up trying to blow up. I was just kind of doing videos for fun at that point. So I posted. Mm-hmm. And then I remember coming back from school. I had a long day. And then one of my friends called me. She's like, go look at TikTok right now. Like, your video going off. Like, the fufu video is going crazy. I'm like, wait, what? Stop playing with me, because I had a rough day. You know, you took an exam. You're about to beat somebody up because you ain't do that good. So I'm having a horrible day. She was like, go check. It's going to make your day. And then I checked, and then the video was getting so much love. Like, it started with like 500 likes, then it went up to 1,000, mm-hmm. then it went up to 2,000, and then it just kept going up and up and up, and I don't even know how many likes and views that video has right now. That's how much, you know, that video took off. And then from now, I just gave them what they wanted.
That's insane. So you said you were eating what? Fufu? It was pandi yam and what was the soup?
Vegetable soup, arrow soup. It's like a Cameroonian
arrow soup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Tell the people, Keith is Cameroonian. He's not Nigerian.
Yeah. Yep. I am Cameroonian. I was born and raised in Cameroon. I came to the U.S. when I was 12 years old. But yes, that is all I know. But Nigeria and Cameroon are not so far apart, so we have a lot of similarities. A lot of people might mistake me. Sometimes you're like, oh, are you Nigerian? But I do believe Africa is one, so it really doesn't matter where you come from. But I'm a Cameroonian, and that's, you know, and that's what I know. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you for that clarification. So, your video go viral. You over here like, okay, all I was doing was eating fufu and eating your soup. And the crazy thing is, I like how you said you were trying to get a video off, but when you just posted to post, that's when it took off. So I noticed that on TikTok, a lot of people get bogged down with, my video not taking off, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, really? When you just being yourself and doing what you do, it's going to gravitate to people off. And then look at you. So after that video blew up, what was the next thing you posted? And you were like, okay, like, I guess I got to, did you feel like, oh, I need to keep doing fufu videos? Or you were like, okay, let me try to do other things.
More things. Okay, so here at the beginning, I was like, okay, since they like fufu, I'm going to keep pumping out fufu videos. So I did a whole, and then another video that went crazy after that was a video that I did with my African-American friend of her eating trying fufu for the first time on camera.
Yeah.
People started to believe me more. They're like, oh my God, she loves fufu. That means this fufu stuff got to be real good. Let me go find out where. And then they started sharing my videos, this to this person, to that person, to this person. And, you know, it just attracted more viewers that way. So, but I tried to, like, you know, post different kinds of food, but it just happened when I kind of took off. It was the holiday season. And you know, the holiday season, everybody's off. Like, my mom is, you know, she's at home. You know, she's cooking up a storm. So I had endless soups in the house. And then supper, you know, so that I can eat with, you know, with pounded yam or fufu or whatever. So that's why I just kept pumping those videos out. And then I would incorporate like my friend who's African American, who doesn't really know much about fufu in the video. And then people will go crazy. They're like, oh my God, she likes it. This shit gotta be good. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I don't know if I can curse on here. This stuff gotta be good. that's how it like, it took off per se.
See, that I find that interesting how people needed the validation of like somebody who wasn't African to be like, maybe I should try that. But then when you realize a lot of non-African people may not have actually had any knowledge to, oh, what would this even taste like? Would somebody who is not African even like this? So for them to see, okay, an African-American person tried this and they like it. Oh, maybe this is heat. Let me go try it. So let's get to the part where everybody starts posting videos of them trying it. You had almost every single African auntie in every single country sweating because there was lines out the door at the restaurant.
You know what the funniest thing was? Because I didn't even know, like, people would be so intrigued about pounded yam, about something we eat on a daily basis. Yes. That's like stuff we grow for. So exactly. It was kind of shocking. People didn't know for real, like what were you guys eating? Like, if you weren't eating fufu, what were you eating? You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? So it's like, it was crazy to me. Like, I never knew I would impact people to go, you know, to line up at restaurants trying to try fufu. I never knew that was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like, so I was very surprised. But the thing is, you know, everybody's like getting the benefits. People are getting the benefits from it. Mm. People are lighting up at their restaurant. But the thing is, I ain't getting no coin. I ain't getting no check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't getting no coin. You know what I mean? We're probably going to get into that later about like business stuff. But yes, I do get some benefits from TikTok and stuff. But the level that the fufu got, I should have been Bill Gates at this point. I mean, I should have been Oprah at this point. You get what I'm saying?
No, for real. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Because you know how, like, a lot of these, like, white creators, they'll create something next thing you know. Well, not create something, but they'll make something go viral next thing you know. Boom. They got deals. People are calling them up, all this stuff. And then it's like, you single-handedly had everybody go out and try something that they wasn't trying to try before. And were you getting calls and emails and stuff about deals and partnerships?
So here's the thing. Let me break it down.
Please.
Because this is the misconception people have, especially about Black creators. Mm-hmm. So when the fufu thing took off, you know, it wasn't like nobody was really hitting me up. Like, I wasn't getting any emails. And then on TikTok, once you get to 100,000 followers, you can join the TikTok marketplace. I think that's what they call it. Mm-hmm. So I went ahead and then joined the TikTok marketplace. So I joined that. You know, I'm thinking, you know, the deals are just going to come pumping in. Mad dead. Very dead. but then... Coldest Water, that was my first deal. I actually have the bottle right here. Coldest Water.
Hey, shout out Coldest.
You know, they reached out to me. That was like my first brand deal. They reached out to me. They were like, oh, we're going to give you this money, you know, publicize this stuff. Mind you, I don't want to make it seem like, I want to say this in the most respectful way ever. Like, the brand deal I got with Coldest Water, some people might think, oh my God, he making so much money. It ain't nothing but a couple dollars. Just wanted to put that out there. You get what I'm saying? don't let one deal fool you and you think that person is like, you know, a superstar.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I got that, which I was very appreciative of, you know? Because I never, you know, like, if fufu would have never went anywhere, I would have never got a brand deal. So, yeah. So, I got that. And then I got people like different news station, the LA Times hit me up. They contacted me. They were like, we want to interview. You know, we want to interview and put you on our newspaper. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm about to get this big check. They talking about we helping you out. We helping you put your name out there. So we ain't paying you nothing. You get what I'm saying? So they interview, you know, just to put me out there. And it was my choice. Like if I would have said no, it would have been more harm to me because I was just getting my name out even more. So I was like, why not? I'll do the interview. And then, you know. And then the interview went out, and then it went crazy. Everybody's like, oh, you in the LA Times. Oh, you a celebrity, da-da-da-da. Once again, I ain't getting no check. Just want to put that in.
Exactly.
So that passed. And then, this was the crazy one. KFC hit me up. So I'm like, oh, this about to be some coin. This about to be some ching. You get what I'm saying? I got happy. Yeah. I was very happy. But yes, it was, you know, I will say that's the highest I got so far. And it was pretty good. You get what I'm saying?
As it should be.
Right. So I got an opportunity to work with KFC, which was so amazing. As you guys can see from the videos that I did, everything was sponsored by them, the food, everything. They covered everything. And I still got, you know, paid after that. So that was like my first big, you know, deal or whatever, however you want to call it. And then from there on out, it just kind of slowed down. Like, I really haven't heard, you know, I really haven't had anything else, you know, as big or anything else more than KFC brand deal. So, yeah.
I would love to see more restaurants and chains like that sponsor you. And get you a little deal going, okay? It don't take nothing for you to eat for 60 seconds on $8.
Because that make the... No, people... Malicious, this is the crazy part. People actually go get the stuff I eat. So, you know, like...
they do.
Us, like, we eat... So I recorded I didn't even know people don't do this. So when I make a sandwich, I get, like, French bread. I put, like... avocado, and then I put some eggs, I put some hot pepper, I put mayo, and then I make that as a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Like, many people, and then I put sardine in it too. Mm-hmm. A lot of people started doing that. Like, people would send me like pictures, they're like, thank you, this combination changed my life.
Wow.
Like, people would send DMs, would be like, you know, I'm getting hella DMs, but I'm getting no brand deals. You know what I'm saying? The DMs are stacked. The DMs are right here, but the brand deals are right here. But that's, you know, I always say God's timing is the best timing.
God's timing. So I feel like you're going to get one that's going to be like, oh, man, I waited for this. I truly believe that because the influence is there. The influence is there. So I want to ask... With over 200,000 followers on TikTok, how do you think you were able to grow your supporters? Like, what do you think was, like, your magic sauce, do you think?
My magic sauce, once again, is just being myself. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Because I feel like a lot of people put up front for TikTok. And then when you meet them, they're not really like that.
Mm-hmm.
They just put up front for the video. And then, bam, after the video cut off, a different personality comes out. But like I said in the beginning... What you see with me is what you're going to get. Like, how I eat on camera, if you ask anybody that's around me, that's how I eat. If you ask all my friends, that's how I eat. If you ask my mom, that's how I eat. So it's nothing, I'm not being extra for the camera. I mean, I might, you know, I might go a little bit more for the camera.
But yeah, of course.
That just comes with it. You get what I'm saying? But naturally, I naturally eat fast. I naturally groan when I eat. Like, this is good. Like, I naturally do that. But, you know, all the extra sounds, I don't, you know, I elevate it a little bit more for the video. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it can, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. But yes.
Because people want to know, is the food actually good?
The food is actually, what you mean? What, Riley? Okay, I'm going to need to cook one day. I'm gonna need to cook one day, and then
I mean it in the sense of if you don't say people gonna be like, wait, is the food good or not? Like,
is the food really good? No. I know what you meant, but I'm just saying. So that people can hear from you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that people can really hear from herself. When you try the food, you let the people know how it really tastes. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because people feel like, I have to exaggerate for it to be good. No, I'm actually not exaggerating. And I've reviewed like a lot of American restaurants, you know, and I've had the same reaction. If the food is good, the food is good.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna lie about that. Yeah. So, yep.
Exactly. So I want to talk about, when did you learn how to cook?
When did I learn how to cook? That's a good question. I learned how to cook when I was back home, actually, because when my parents moved out here, I was left back home with my aunt till I was about 12 years old. Then I came and joined. So I think my aunt really instilled that in me, because she would have us, you know, how African aunties can be. She would have me mopping the whole house, cook, doing everything. Like, no matter if you're a boy or a girl, you're going to get to work. You're going to get this chores done. And I feel like that was kind of beneficial for me. And that's where I kind of took a lot of my skills, and that watching my mom cook every day, you know, kind of made me master my skills. So yeah, I would say I got it from my aunt and my mom. Yeah, from both of them.
Love that. So what's your favorite thing to cook?
My favorite thing to cook would be, I love me a good jollof. And I feel like I've mastered how to make the perfect jollof rice. If you try my jollof,
I need to try it.
You ain't gonna eat nobody else's jollof, because my jollof is on a whole other scale. And that's not even hyping my own self. You know what I'm saying? People have told me this. People have
spoken.
Yeah, it's that good. So yeah. I would say jollof rice.
Yeah, I'm going to need to try that. So the last TikTok-esque question I have you had any cool quote-unquote celebrity or wow, I feel famous moments since you went viral? Like, has anybody commented on your stuff or liked your stuff? And you're like, oh my God, they saw my stuff?
Yeah, I wouldn't say a big celebrities, because I low-key feel like celebrities be hating. They know they peep me. They know they peep.
Yeah.
They know they peep on their For You page. That's okay. But one person that made me go what's her name? She's, you know, the girl, I think she's Ghanaian. She does those animation faces. Like the black girl with on TikTok with the two pony. She's verified now. She has millions and millions of followers.
Oh, I'm not.
I don't know if you know. Yeah, she commented on my stuff. I was like, hold on, my stuff going that far? She can see my stuff. wait. And then from there, a lot of people started seeing my stuff. A lot of food people. So what's his name? Oh my God, why can't I think of this now? There's this Arab guy on there who noticed my stuff. I don't know why I'm blanking out his name, but he's very. You know who I'm talking about.
He's from Michigan.
Yeah, he's from Michigan. He noticed me. We're actually friends. We both follow each other on TikTok, and he hit me up personally.
Oh wow! Because I think I remember I follow him on Instagram, and I remember him trying egusi for the first time on Instagram.
Yeah,
and I was oh my God!
He was like, "You got to teach me how to make it, bro." I was like, "I got you, bro. I got you." So that was crazy when he saw my stuff. I was like, "Oh, I made it!" And then there's this guy on TikTok called Spice King. He opened my stuff. His name is Spice King. He noticed my stuff as well, and that was crazy because he has nine million followers. I'm like, how the hell do you see little? And he was inspired to try fufu because of me.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying? It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So next I want to talk about YouTube. So I saw that you reached 10K very fast.
You know the vibe.
I said, okay. Okay, Big Keith. Okay.
You know the vibe.
And I was like,
some bills ain't coming, but that YouTube is coming. You get what I'm saying?
So I know people always complain about how hard it is to transfer like a following on one platform to another. So do you feel like people on TikTok are like, oh wait, I want more. Let me find his YouTube. So how are people finding you on YouTube, do you think?
Okay, so here's the thing. With people saying it's hard for like defense to transfer, that's absolutely true. Because the only way I reach 10,000 followers so fast, because I'm a go-getter. Like if I want to get something at this certain time, I'm gonna keep telling you about it. So I felt like I kept telling my followers, go follow my YouTube. If you see longer videos, if you want to see more of me eating, the slurping and the ASMR, like what they like, the crunching, whatever they like. If you want to see more of that on a longer time frame, then go over to my YouTube. And then every time I would post a TikTok video, I would kind of like, put my YouTube in the description, like YouTube Keith Eats for more. So you kind of have to keep putting it out there. And if people really mess with you, they're gonna mess with you the long way. They're gonna mess with you through all the ads. They're gonna mess with you on Instagram, YouTube, everything. They're gonna mess with you everywhere. So you just gotta keep saying it, keep putting it out there. Eventually people are gonna, move over, subscribe, and you're gonna have one big, following all throughout your social media. So yeah.
So in terms of YouTube, do you feel like you're gonna do more recipe videos? Because I feel like people gonna like that.
Yeah, so I feel I'm gonna definitely gonna do more recipe videos, but really, school trying to take me out, so I'm about to slow down with these right now. But the eating videos are much more easier because I don't have to create something because the and also we're getting like our kitchen upstairs, renovated, so that'll be easier too. It's gonna look nicer for like the recipe videos once that's done. I'm waiting for really that to get done, and I'm so busy right now. I really can't dedicate my all because I want it to be perfect before, I put it out there. So once I get some more time off of school, then I'm gonna do more recipes. But for now, the eating videos are easier because you got to eat every day. So I just grab some food, pop the camera on, and then I just record me eating. But
That
definitely
makes
look out for
sense.
more
That makes
recipes.
sense. We will. So I want to talk about you being in pharmacy school. So when did you realize you want to become a pharmacist?
I realized when I wanted to become a pharmacist when I realized I didn't want to do residency for med school. I'm going to be honest.
That's being honest.
I initially wanted to be a dermatologist, right? But I was very passionate. I've always wanted to like the health field, like growing up anyways. So I wanted to be a dermatologist because I was very passionate about the skin. And my skin, has been through many phases. But I just looked through the whole process. I was like, I'm gonna go to school, then finish, then do residency for like 4 more years, then do specializing and do this and do that. I'm like, that ain't for me. I said that was nah. And then pharmacy kind of came out of nowhere, actually. My friend actually introduced me to it. She was like, oh, you can become a pharmacy doctor and kind of, and still make the same amount of money, close to the same amount of money, not the same, but close to the same amount of money you would make as a medical doctor or as a dermatologist per se. So I decided to go ahead and switch to pharmacy because, it was less time and I was still helping people. I was still doing what I love. I was still involved in healthcare. And So that's how I ended
That
up
makes sense.
choosing pharmacy.
That's a good path. So, have you ever thought of incorporating like pharmacy things into your social media at all?
Yes, I have, but the thing is I have to be careful because I'm not a graduate yet. So I can only talk about like my experience in pharmacy school, like how is it going and stuff like that. But I can't give like medical advice yet until I'm licensed, until I'm, out in the field. But that's a good idea. I've actually been thinking about that because a lot of people ask me, how do I balance it all? How do I go to school, work, shoot videos, like do it all per se, but there's never a time where you can give your all, like you can give your all to everything. You kind of have to split yourself and do what's necessary at that time. Yeah. So school, if an exam is coming up, that's what I focus on.
That makes sense. I was literally going to ask, the next question was, how have you been able to balance content creating and being in school?
Like I said, it's a lot. And a lot of people are scared to, you know, be a content creator and, you know, do other things. But if you put your mind to it, you can do whatever. You get what I'm saying? I know that's very cliche to say, but if you actually think that way, it actually, like, you're going to see it happen. Because I used to think, oh my God, what am I going to do? Because I blew up like during break. So I had a lot of time to just keep
popping stuff out.
So once school started, once school started backing out, I was like, oh damn, here go my little TikTok fame. It's over. You get what I'm saying? But then I was able to like keep going. Like I was able to find time, because even though grad school is a lot, I'm sure you got like 5 minutes of downtime or like an hour of downtime that you can sneak in there, do a video real quick, edit. So I just find ways to make it work. Like I said, you're never gonna do it all to the point where you'll be like, okay, I'm together. You're never gonna be together. If you're looking for togetherness, you're never gonna be together in everything. You just gotta put your time where your time is needed, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. So one of the last questions I have is, what have you learned about yourself during the pandemic?
That I'm crazy. That I'm lonely. That I'm lonely. Let's emphasize the lonely. No, because a lot of people see me like, oh, he's always around, you know, females, he must have a good time. But deep down inside, I'm for real by myself most of the time. You get what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, but when I hang out with people, I hang out with mostly, you know, females. But that doesn't mean we're going out or anything. Yeah. But anyways, I just have to clear that up real quick. But anyways, that I'm very, I don't know, I'm indecisive. I can get down on myself a lot. I can be, I don't know how to put it. I learned to have a very quick temper. Like stuff gets to me too much. I don't need to let stuff get to me as much as they get to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's one kind of thing I learned about myself in this pandemic.
Okay. So thank you so much for being on this podcast. Please plug all your things. Plug them all. Tell them where they can find you, where they can follow you.
Plug all my socials?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's start with the person who got me here. So my TikTok is Keep Eat. My TikTok is Keep Eats _. Follow me on TikTok at Keep Eats _. My Instagram is Keats Life _. Everything got an _ in it. I don't know. Everything was taken, so I had to add a little _. But Keep Eats on TikTok and Keep Eats on YouTube. Make sure you put the _ on both of those, or else you're gonna see another Keith Eats. And then Instagram, Keith's Life. I don't really be on Twitter like that, but if you want to follow my Twitter name is Funny. Don't judge me. It's Keith Swag 97. I don't know. I was in middle school when I thought about that. But that's my Twitter. And then my Snapchat. Don't judge me either. I don't know how to change my Snapchat name. I don't think anybody does.
I don't think
my Snapchat name has been like that. Yeah, I don't think you can. And it's so embarrassing because my Snapchat name is Keith_single. Keith_single. Are you kidding me? I have everything. That's what I decided it to be. So when people shout me out, they'd be like, oh, Keith_single. Who the hell is this? You get what I'm saying? I'm forever gonna be like, you know, single or not. You get what I'm saying? That's my Snapchat. So those are all my social medias. Y'all should go check me out. More content to come, so stay tuned.
Yes, yes. Make sure you guys follow Keith on all the socials that he said. Follow me on Instagram at unorthodoxreal. And thank you so much, Keith, for being a guest. I so appreciate you. Can't wait for you to blow up even more and get those sponsorships, okay? They coming. Every day, chop, 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 Bonnie, okay?
Yes. Okay. Yes. We're chopping live all 2021. That's
chopping live. Minister of Enjoyment, okay?
Yes. That's what we're about. Period. You already know the vibe. That's why I mess with Relly, y'all. She know the vibe. We be on the same type of vibe. Minister of Enjoyment. We cannot come and kill ourselves,
okay? Make sure you guys check out Keith, as you guys can see. He's definitely good vibes. You guys are gonna like all his videos, okay? And catch me on the next